small British town experiences a string of unsolved crimes. Could be a PBS drama, but in the village of Blackhawk Colliery in northeastern England, this happened. Since 2014, residents have been finding bundles of cash just in the middle of the street. We're talking piles of 20-pound notes. That's the equivalent of more than 2,500 U.S. dollars at a time, nearly $35,000 spread out over the years. Police were stumped, but now the culprits have come forward. It was actually Good Samaritans. Here's local policeman John Forster.
It's an unusual thing to do, but they have left the money out to be found by people who they've almost targeted. So the money's been found by the people they wanted it to be found by.
Forster said the Samaritans would identify retirees or people in need. Then they'd place the cash in public places, often right on the pavement, then stick around for the pickup.
And it sounds like they've left just a few seconds to enjoy the moment and to confirm it's being picked up by the people they wanted it to be picked up by.
Wow, imagine you suddenly get $2,500 out of the blue. The Good Samaritans want to remain anonymous. Only the police know their true identities. We do know it's two people. They told police they'd come into some unexpected windfalls and simply wanted to give back. Now other residents of Blackhawk Colliery, like Claire Doherty, are taking note.
People are now realising there's many, many genuine people out there. There's more people definitely coming to Blackhawk now, seeing if they can find this money.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a risk when people find out money grows on trees or serves as a road bump. Anyway, it is good to end on a kind note today. Signing off now from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being here. We're back with you tomorrow.